There are no federal laws that prevent the trafficking of illegal guns between states. As WRVO's Ellen Abbott reports, U.S. Senator Kirsten Gillibrand wants to change that and is finding some support in central New York.
Tanya Dugan of Phoenix is the mom of a young child, and that's what's pushed her to join the ranks of anti-gun activists.
What spurred me to take action was when we started looking at pre-K for my son, and I found that I was terrified to send him.
Dugan, who's organized a chapter of the group Moms Demand Action in Central New York, was one of several stakeholders in Syracuse last week, pledging support for federal legislation that Senator Kirsten Gillibrand believes could make a dent in the number of illegal guns in New York State. Gillibrand is backing a law that would, for the first time, make gun trafficking a federal crime. The problem, says Gillibrand, is that there's no stopping the so-called Iron Pipeline, a route used to smuggle illegal weapons from the gun law lenient states in the South to the states in the North that have tougher gun control policies. This legislation would give police
the actual authority to go trace a gun to the original buyer and seller in Georgia and find out who bought the gun, who sold the gun, and then hold them responsible for selling them in New York.
The issue of illegal guns is particularly acute in the city of Syracuse, according to Police Chief Frank Fowler.
More than 90% of the guns that are involved in illegal incidents within the city of Syracuse, more than 90% of those are illegally possessed.
And most of those guns in Syracuse, when they can be traced, are coming out of the state of Georgia. Gillibrand is optimistic the legislation will make it through a Republican-dominated Senate, and she says while it won't bring all illegal guns off the streets, it's a start.
It shouldn't be this easy, and so we want to be able to at least plug up this one hole and then go after the other ones.
In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.